Now, if it wasn't for us bothering you, would you be up this early?
Yeah, I've got four kids, Dawn, so there's no sleep in my house. You know, I've got a 7-year-old, 5-year-old, 18-month-old, and a 2-month-old. So it's
wow.
It's vacation time, and when I go to football practice, and we get it on when we get home. So it's I go to work when I arrive at my door at 7 o'clock at night. So.
18 months and 2 months. Wow.
Yeah. My wife's a saint, so thank goodness for her.
You've got to play a lot of zone defense in that house. No man to man.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations, first of all, on the WPIAL championship a week ago, and secondly, in advancing to the state semifinals with a very impressive victory last night. Let's first talk about last night's action, 62-28, much anticipated matchup between two of the top quarterbacks in the state, your own Christian Brumbaugh and Derek Buganza of Brockway, the all-time leading passer in the PIAAs. And I think it played up, at least for three quarters, it played up to everybody's expectations. Back-and-forth game, big plays here, big plays there. Then you guys put it away in the fourth quarter. What happened in the fourth quarter that allowed you guys to just put this one comfortably in the back pocket?
I think we made some adjustments at halftime, and watching film on the kid, we thought he was okay. He was a good quarterback, but I'll tell you what, in person, he had a tremendous night. He made plays, and his receivers made plays in the first half, and beat us on a couple one-on-one things. And in second half, we adjusted and went a little bit some man coverage and blitzed a little more on him, so we got a little bit more pressure on him. I felt that was the key in the second half, and it just made some stops. They didn't get the one-on-one wins in the second half that they got in the first half. So, but the kid is—he was tough. He was 5'8", and like I said, we thought he was okay, just an average Whitfield quarterback. But he played lights out in the first half, and like I said, we made some adjustments. It felt good second half.
Sounds like, Joe, that you're talking about Derek Buganza, the Brockway quarterback. He was better than you thought, maybe.
Absolutely. I mean, he was tough. And we got a shot on him, I think, first drive, third play of the game. And my big fullback, he just lit him up on a quarterback draw. And he got up, and he's a tough kid. And, and I'm sure they didn't want to run him much, but he's the type of kid that could have ran as much as he threw it. And he made his throws very accurate, very impressed with him. Obviously, his size is going to hurt him going to the next level, but the kid was as advertised as far as quarterback. I was very impressed.
The old adage, Joe, is that come November and December, you better know how to run the ball, and you guys do with Jeff Davis, but that adage usually is true because of the nasty weather we go through, and last night was hardly a weather conducive to what you would think would be an aerial shootout, yet the numbers Christian puts up are just incredible. 22 of 26, only 4 incompletions, 380 yards. Brag a little bit about your QB.
It was a blizzard and a whiteout first half, and he's just 13 of 13 to start the game. And, 4 of those incompletions, 2 of them were drops. So he really, really had just really 2 incompletions. And he was – we always say we do whatever they're going to give us, we're going to take. And, they gave us some pass things. We just kept throwing the ball, and we only ran it a little bit. And he just kept, on fire, just hitting passes and short deep, a couple passes intermediate. And he is as advertised, man. And he's going to make some college very happy. And obviously, getting deeper in the playoffs, he's going to get more interest. And he's just a tremendous kid. And to be in those elements and for our receivers to make catches and plays and in a whiteout blizzard the first half was crazy. So,
Joe, by the way, we're talking with Joe Rossi, the South Fayette football coach, here on the Post-Gazette High School Show. All guests appear via the Rivertown Hotline. Joe, I talked to you last week, and in the WPIL championship, you said the elements kind of affected Christian. He didn't have one of his best games in the WPIL championship, and it was so windy and everything. Was there any concern last night that might be the case again because of the snow? And I don't know how windy it was at your place, but where you were playing, but was there any concern last night going in that you might have some trouble throwing the ball?
Well, the wind was – it was not there last night. So that wind at Hines was just – it was obviously our first time playing it. But it swirls and moves in different directions. And obviously, they all equip a defensive back. We're not going to see a secondary like that. And has something to do with it, obviously. But, yeah, the winds were crazy. But last night, the elements, the wind was dead, and it was snowing pretty hard. But we just kept throwing it, and kids were making plays, and kids, got wide open, and had some wins, one-on-one wins. And the Zach Challenge, where the kid we have at receiver is phenomenal. And Tyler, I can't say enough about Tyler Challengeworth. I mean, that was the talk of everybody after the game, was what an effort he had. And 9 catches and a rushing touchdown at over 70 yards and an interception. The kid was just tremendous last night. So, we were getting wins by our receivers, and Christian was making plays. And that's what we asked him to do. And whatever it may be for us, the beauty of us is, we can go to tight end set and run it when we have to, or, they were giving us the pass last night, so we were taking it.
Talk about the mental makeup of this team. For years I have believed that there's something to be said for when you get down to Heinz Field, if you have one team that has been there recently and one team that has not been there recently, that's an advantage. It's an advantage that was not a factor in that Class AA game between you guys and Aliquippa. Was that a concern of yours? And then after the big emotional win, the strong bounce back last week, that's always been a little bit of a bugaboo as well for WPIL teams. I think it speaks both last week and this week to the strong mentality your team has.
Yeah, we're senior-laden, and we got a lot of seniors, and they've been in the wars and have played well the last 2 years. And I think playing Aliquippa at Heinz Field kind of took some of the luster off of playing at Heinz. And had we played a Ford City or somebody we may not have played in the past, but there was just so much as far as remembrance of the year before and just understanding, them in general. And we measure, like I said, I told Coach Spanik, we measure our program against them. And I think that kind of played into it, that they were so focused on winning the game that when we got to Heinz, it really, I told them, enjoy it, take it into them pregame. We come out, it's just a regular game. And they bought into it and obviously got the win and the bounce back this week. And that's all I kept hearing from all the reporters and other guys from the head coaches in the fraternity kept saying, you got to get your team focused again. And the phone calls I got from a lot of coaches around, and that was, took some advice from them and on what to do. And the kids are just, anything we ask them to do, they do. So this is it's a special group that we have. We want to continue our run.
I didn't see you in shorts, though. You didn't go with the Bill Chirpak shorts look last week. You were all bundled up against the elements.
I had about 12 layers on. I'm not going to put shorts on ever. I have as many layers and hand warmers as I'm pretty much a sissy when it comes to the elements. So,
well, my host here is the same way, but he's just a sissy all the time, Joe. Anyway, back to Joe Rossi, the South Fayette coach. Joe, I'm going to ask you this. You look at, I know you didn't grow up in South Fayette. You've been there 4 years now. You look at the football team. They win a WPL championship. You were very good last year. The basketball team has been very good lately. They win a AA state championship last year. The baseball team, very good in baseball, losing the first round of the playoffs, but they were the top-ranked team. Is this just a run on maybe good athletes at that school, or are we seeing in this district, is this one of the new, I don't know if what the word would be, powerhouse athletic programs that could sustain this for a while, or is this just a 1-2-3-year run?
No, I think we've got some good athletes. The problem, that I've seen is just the specialization sometimes. And, we're starting to get some of those kids over. Josh Patterson, for example, he's over 30 catches and 10 touchdowns, and he was a basketball kid. He hadn't put on pads before. Brian Haney, a defensive end for us, number 44, who's made some plays. He's a first-year player that I stole from the wrestling program. So I recruit within the school. And honestly, there's I've told you before, the Zedricks and the Lambertis, we need to get those kids because there are a lot of good athletes in the school. And the thing the problem that I've seen since I've been here is, and we've tried to, and we've done a good job of getting these kids and recruiting them to play for us. So, obviously William's going to help, and we're going to get, we have a wrestler, Nick Carr, that freshman year was a tremendous football player and decided to specialize in wrestling. We would love to have him. He'd probably be a starting linebacker and a mix offensively. So there's just a lot of good athletes in the school. Obviously, there's a ton of houses being thrown up in South Fayette, and, and professional people moving in who are getting extra help for their kids, especially, you know, some speed training and outside help, as well as, you know, buying into what we're doing. So it's a special place, and you know, we look forward to some good things in the future as well.
And as I texted you, Joe, the success of this 2010 Lions team really has nothing to do with the coaches or players. Why is it you guys won it all?
Because you stayed away.
I stayed away. He says he called me a jinx.
You stayed in the command center exactly where you're supposed to be, nice and warm and the elements, and hopefully you're nowhere near Seneca Valley or Hemfield next week where we think we're playing. So, I mean, I'll buy your ticket to Florida if you want and send you down on a vacation. So whatever you need.
Funny, his wife says the same thing.
Yeah, no, really. Yeah, you guys should have.
I'll tell you who is our good luck charm, Mike, was Rich Emmer was in our locker room last night. He's a legend in South Fayette. So he was in our locker room. He always picks us every week. He was caught dancing with Christian, Jeff Davis, and our thing is we dance in the locker room after games, and Rich was breaking it down for our team. You ask him about it.
All right. Wow. Well, Joe, appreciate it. Again, congratulations to you and the gang at South Fayette, and continued success as you try to bring home more gold in the state playoffs.
Sounds good. I appreciate you having me. Thank you.